They were cleaning up Shake the Lake yesterday when we were walking around Wascana Lake. The crowds, yes, they turned out over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, just outside the Kinexus Arts Center. Joined now in studio by one half of Sherry and Woody on Jack 94.5. Sherry is with me. Sherry, how was Shake the Lake? It was an all-Canadian show, right?
That's right. All-Canadian lineup for the first time ever, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, and so, of course, the weather was hit and miss on the weekend. We had some little raindrops. We had some wind. We had some cold temps. The hoodie that I'm wearing right now, it's a Shake the Lake hoodie. Like, I bought it to keep warm.
Forest green. I like it.
Yeah. So, all-Canadian lineup. Some interesting, you know, changes this year in terms of we've always had, you know, the classic rock bands. Yeah. But they made a couple of changes this year and had some 90s, 2000s vibes going. So, on the Friday night, Finger 11 and Default were the last two bands.
Now, I know that a few people that went to the show on the Friday night, they were in their 30s. I know people in their 40s that went, and I know that people who are in their 60s went to the Saturday show. So it seemed like it really did hit a number of generations this year.
Yeah, I thought it was cool how they did that. And then it was also cool to see, you know, on the first night when Finger 11 and Default did play, before them was Helix, classic, yeah, you know, Canadian rock. And so the younger generation was up there loving Helix too. So I love seeing that mix of rock fans, old and new, just kind of intermingling.
When I go to a music festival, a concert, I always love people watching. Are you in that same boat?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's the best. And the thing I love about Shake the Lake compared to other music festivals that I go to, the vibe is so good. Like, everyone's in such a great mood. And I think it's just because it's a beautiful setting. You've got the lake right there. Kinexus Arts Center does a great job putting it on. There's lots of food and drinks and amenities and stuff. So it's just a really fun time. Everyone's happy at Shake the Lake.
I'm putting you on the spot. Who is your favorite?
Surprise pick was actually Finger 11 on the first night. Yeah, you forget how many Finger 11 songs you know, how many hits they've had on the radio. So a lot of people were saying that they were pleasantly surprised. And then night two, I was also surprised about how many rabid fans the Stampeders have. You know, Sweet City Woman.
Yes.
Like, we're talking like rabid fans. And one really funny thing is Hugh Dillon, who's the lead singer from the Headstones. They were the closing act on night two. He's one of those fans. He was standing backstage videotaping the Stampeders performing before he went on later on.
Sherry from Jack 94.5 in with me discussing Shake the Lake. Do you ever get to talk to any bands in great detail?
Yeah, you know what? Backstage, we do get to chill with them a little bit. I hung out. The Kings were really cool. The Kings were the first band on day two of Shake the Lake, and Switchin' to Glide, their big hit. And they hung out the whole night. They even said, "We love being the first band," because then they could have a beverage, walk around backstage. They were signing autographs out front. So it was cool to hang out with them all night for sure.
Sherry, thanks for this.
Thanks.
Sherry from Sherry and Woody on Jack 94.5. Talking about Shake the Lake and, by all accounts, another successful year outside the Kinexus Arts Center. CJME News time is now 6:47. When the Riders lose to Calgary again, 32-15. The Riders were leading at the half, 15-14, but then put up a grand total of 0 points in the second half. Here's what callers of the Green Zone post-game show thought.
That was terrible. That score, it makes us look better than we played. You can't show up for one quarter and expect to win a football game.
Just a really depressing evening. Other than like 7 or 8 minutes of football in the second quarter, this was tough to watch.
Complete repeat of the last game we played them.
I mean, I think the Stamps proved they're the better football team.
Yeah, lots going on from this past weekend. That Rider game, obviously in Calgary, but maybe you were at home watching it. You had Shake the Lake. We just talked about that. Maybe you were at the Ladybug Festival, like our Andrew Shepherd in the newsroom.
We were looking for something to do with our daughter, who turns 2 in November, and saw that the Over the Hill Orchard had a Ladybug Festival. We thought, well, that seems right up her alley. Let's go check that out. And I had never been to Over the Hill Orchard or heard good things. So went there, and yeah, they just had some, you know, they were doing some little ladybug, you know, rub on tattoos for the kids and some balloons. And we went and had a little picnic there.
You can buy a little jar.
Buy a jar of ladybug and take it home.
I thought, oh, that would have been perfect last year because we actually did have an aphid problem in the backyard. And if I knew that you could go and like purchase a jar of ladybugs to help out, That's what the city does every year, right? Thousands, hundreds of thousands of ladybugs released, the natural way to get rid of aphids.
And kids love ladybugs. But yeah. we were so enamored by everything else. We got our picnic, okay, we got to pack everything up. And then we went to the car and we're putting everything in. We went, oh no, we forgot to buy the ladybugs.
Fail. Well, good to have you back. You were off over the last week. I'm sure you've noticed, like the rest of us, gas prices, they are up.
Yeah, I noticed Saturday morning when I left out. I did a double take. 147 now? What's up with that?
Yeah, about 15 cents a liter. Now, remember, that's about the average in Regina. Of course, some of the discount stations, you'll probably be able to find it a little bit cheaper. But right before the long weekend, as everybody is about to.
I don't know if this will go down before the long weekend. It's always up for the long weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, a lot of people are going to be coming here for the Labor Day Classic, which is sold out. Winnipeg Blue Bombers are in town. In the news this morning, Andrew, and this is an update to a story that we've been telling listeners about for a number of weeks now, but this Saskatchewan man who is down in Texas was bitten by a snake. There is a new development now.
Yeah, we've been telling you the story now. His wife says that they were able to, Daniel Fair was the one who was bit. His wife says that he has landed. They got airlifted to Regina on Friday, but this is a medical flight. He's still in a coma, so it's a medical flight that cost $59,000 just to get him back.
Wow.
And so she didn't know how she's going to pay for that flight. And quite an amazing act of generosity, she says, from the ICU staff. It's a team of 30 there in Texas. They pitched in to help cover almost $23,000. That's about more than 700 bucks each from the members of that ICU to bring him home.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And now he didn't have insurance, so that's just the flight home. There's still the final bill she's waiting to get for almost a month in a U.S. hospital with no insurance.
Yeah, in the ICU, as you mentioned, like that is going to be, you know, very pricey. And I do know that there is a GoFundMe that had been set up, and it's been up for a number of weeks ever since this terrible, just a weird thing, right? Where you're golfing 1 minute, and the next you're in a hospital bed for weeks just because of a rattlesnake bite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Andrew Shepherd will be back in 5 minutes, coming up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. CJME News Time is now 6:56.
Back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school.
7:14, almost back to school. Yeah, this week is the last week, full week, before kids, head back. Still time to get that school supplies, those last couple items crossed off your list. Still time to get some new shoes, new clothes for the kiddos. And then the routine begins again, which I know for some parents is, you know, kind of what they want. It's nice to have family time, go on vacation in the summer. And again, it's nice to get back into, you know, that routine as well. Heard that pools have been busy last week, a couple days that got in the 30s. They were busy, I would imagine, over the next couple days here. And remember, Wascana Pool, the outdoor pool, is open a little bit later than usual. It extends into next month as well. So even when the kids are back in school, if the weather holds up, we'll see. What will it be like in September? It's always a gamble every year. You never know. It seems like we haven't really had the hottest of summers, even though we're talking about a couple days this week into the 30s. Overall, the summer hasn't really been that hot. It's been smoky. It's been a bit rainy. It's been windy. It's been kind of everything but extremely hot. I know in past years, September almost seems like it's kind of an extension of the summer more than it is fall. At 7:15 this morning, a longtime scout in the CFL and a former director of player personnel for the Rough Riders, we're learning, just passed away. This is Craig Smith. He was with the Riders for six seasons, including the 2013 Grey Cup win at home. Overall, he spent 20 years working in the CFL with the Riders as well, Bombers, Lions, and the Tiger Cats. Smith passed away yesterday at the age of 69 after a long health battle. Well, it wasn't really a battle in the Riders game, was it? Well, in the first half, I guess you could say it was. The Riders were down, they battled back, and at half, it looked not bad. Saskatchewan is leading Calgary 15-14. And then things kind of went downhill from there. 0 points scored by the Rough Riders in the second half. Yeah, final score 32-15. Once again, the Rough Riders lose to the Stampeders. Saskatchewan still in first place, 8-2. So they still have a slight lead over the Stampeders, who are right behind them now at 7-3. But who is the best team in the West now? Exactly. The standings would suggest that the Riders are, but the Stampeders beat them twice. And as you've been hearing in Murray Wood's commentary this morning, if the Riders can beat the Stamps when it matters, well, then it doesn't really matter where the teams figure in the regular season, where they finish in the regular season standings. They just need to get it done in the playoffs. Be sure nice, I tell you, to host the West Final at Mosaic Stadium. It's been a little bit since we've had that. Well, speaking of the Riders, let's go to City Hall, because the Labor Day Classic this weekend, it's the 60th anniversary. And to mark that, a little bit later this morning at 10:30, the Rider flag will be raised in front of City Hall. The mayor will be there, Riders CEO, President Craig Reynolds, Gaynor the Gopher, Park Beg's very own, he'll be there. All to, mark the 60th anniversary of the Labor Day Classic. We know it is sold out at Mosaic Stadium. Yeah, Bomber fans always travel well for this one. We just had I Love Regina Day this past Saturday, and now we're learning the city and the Pats are teaming up for a night of community pride, is how they describe it. This is a couple months away. They're letting us know about it now, though. On Tuesday, November 4th, the city will be hosting the first ever I Love Regina Pats game. When the Pats face off against the Calgary Hitmen, who are in town, you're encouraged to wear your I Love Regina gear. Show the pride, what that looks like while cheering on our hockey team. There will be discounted ticket prices. That game will also include I Love Regina merchandise, a pregame party, and giveaways throughout the night. The I Love Regina Pats game, that happens at the Brand Center on November the 4th. On your Monday morning. Summer's winding down. It kind of feels like that. I don't want to say it, and I'm sorry. I don't want to have to, be the bearer of bad news, but, harvest is about to start. Yeah, kids are about to go back to school. Wearing a bloody coat in the morning again. Joined now by Evan Bray. And Evan, are you
don't
feeling?
Don't get worked up, Kev. Yeah, don't get worked up. We got a lot of summer yet.
Well, and I was saying before, a couple of minutes ago, September, who knows? You know what I mean? September could be, we could have more days in the 30s than we have all summer combined.
I spend a lot of days through the years in September complaining that I'm boiling hot in the middle of harvest. So we get some warm Septembers, and I trust we're going to have a great September this year as well.
Speaking of, trying to cool down a little bit, gas went up like 15 cents. Luckily for me, I filled up last week. So there you go. I'm okay for a few weeks.
That was a bit of a disappointing hike for sure. And, I think we've gotten used to those lower gas prices. So, that hit hard. And it's hard to find a place that hasn't jacked the prices up a bit.
Did you watch the Rider game, and did you think like everybody else, what happened?
My mother-in-law was swearing at the TV. That's how bad it was. We go into the half, we're right there. We looked as if, okay, yeah, we can do this. And then we just kind of at all angles fell apart in that second half. And you got to give it to Calgary. I mean, they're a good team, but I think we showed some vulnerability, some weakness there as well. The last time we lost to Calgary, Kev, I said it was probably one of the best things to happen to us, because I feel like we came out of the gates hot for the next few games. Yeah. So let's hope this sets us up for the Labor Day Classic, which I know a guy like you follows very closely.
Yeah, with Winnipeg in town.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Always have some old classmates who make the trek. I'll ask you. I asked Belton. who is the best team in the West?
I still think the Riders are.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I just think for whatever reason, and I remember Belton and I chatted about this a couple of weeks ago, sometimes you can have a team that has your number. You can be a championship team and still have trouble with one team for whatever reason. It could be, I mean, Bo Levi Mitchell, I was chatting this morning with a couple of buddies. Bo Levi Mitchell, easier to contain. He's not quite as mobile as Marcus Adams Jr., and so maybe that was exposed. Our O-line didn't have a great game against Calgary, but we've shown that we can give Harris a ton of time. So I think, you know, Brett Lawther again misses a field goal, which I don't know, some are saying that will signal the end of his time with the Riders. So I just think it was a bit of a constellation of errors, but it's not indicative of the club. The club is a good club. We're, you know, we were 8-1. Now we're 8-2. Nothing to be ashamed of heading into the Labor Day.
Evan Bray with me. So a big show today, and I want to focus on a couple guests that you have because you have an esports player, and yeah, you have somebody who is playing, or at least planning on playing, every course in this, every golf course in this province. I can't imagine how many there are to be played.
Over 200.
Wow.
Over 200 golf courses. So yeah, it's interesting. Ian McLaren, his challenge is a couple of the private courses. So we're going to have to lean on a couple of the private courses in the province to say, hey, let's find a way to get this guy on the golf course so he can complete his trek. But man, he has been zigzagging across this province, walking fairways, raking bunkers, doing it all. And, he's quite an adventurous guy. So when you think about, you know, people talk about the hidden gem that they like to play. Well, Ian McLaren has played them all, almost all of them. And we're hoping we're going to get it in here before the end of the year. So it'll be a good conversation with him just before lunch today.
And as well, an esports player.
Kev, how many times, and I don't know if this ever happened to you, but I used to every once in a while remind my son there's more to life than gaming. Well, he, you know, this guy, I think Matthew Fiorante, shows that, you know, you can bring in a very good living at gaming if you're that good at it. He's a Saskatchewan product, Regina, Saskatchewan, raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars for wins. He was just recently crowned world champion Halo eSport champ. So we'll have him on the show. We'll talk a little bit about that journey. I'm curious to know if his parents ever said to him, enough, get outside and play with your friends. You don't need to be on that computer.
If you win 100 grand in an eSports tournament, you don't need any fresh air. Evan Bray's back just after the 8:30 news.